Okay, moving on in the Me'avedat Bat Melech, we have that finally the Sheni Lamalchus is there, and he sees her and he recognizes her. He still recognizes the Shechina, even in Olam Haza, even in the Miftzar, even in the world of Lotov. The Achakach Etzita Amalka V'rasa Echad Sheshochet B'zovis Avikiro So. So the Bat Malka, the Malka with the Bat Melech, saw somebody who was sitting in the Zavit, who was sitting in the corner there, and she recognized him. So it's interesting, it doesn't say V'rasa Sheni L'malchus, it just says V'rasa Echad Sheshochet B'zovis V'kiro So. Perhaps what it's trying to say here is that he's sitting in a Zavis, meaning she sees there's something different about this person. He's not partaking into this whole thing. He's not getting involved with the Rash Gadol. He's not getting involved with the singing. He seems to be on the side, you know, almost like, you know, reminding us of Mordechai HaTzadik, that he wasn't taking part of the Suras Achashverosh. He was sitting on the side looking and says, no, don't fall for the delusion. And she saw Echad, you know, like Echad Aya Avram, Verasa Echad. She saw that one person standing aside saying, I'm not buying this. I'm not buying this. It was so easy to buy in. It was Noe, Umesukan, and beautiful songs. But this person was standing on the side, Zavis, saying, I'm not buying into this. And the Malka, it's interesting that it calls her a Malka here and not the Bat Melech anymore. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that up to now we're always saying the Bat Melech. And here we see the Malka. We call her Malka. It's all of a sudden a little more chashivish. We'll see hopefully the significance of that a little bit later on. Va'amda mikisa, she stood up from her seat. Va'alcha sham v'nagabo, she went and touched him, which is a little bit strange, you know, like this, you know, forget about, you know, shamar negiya, that all those ideas don't apply in Sipur Maishios. V'nagabo, I think it meant that he reached him, like yagiya means to reach. You know, Masa Yegia Maisa Lamaase Avosav. It's a Yegia. She reached him. You know, something that's very hard to do during this period of Corona. It's hard to reach people in a real way because Naga, to touch, is connecting to you know, like as a Rebbe, you know, you can't. I'm talking about a touching in not Chalila, an unhealthy way, not a healthy way. Giving a high five, you know, giving a slap on the back, giving a little hug. You don't have that, and you're not able to reach that. But we see that the Shechina reached him, the Nagabo. It did something to him. V'shaloto atamakiroti, and she asked him, do you recognize me? V'yishiv lahein, ani makirotach. Yes, I recognize me. Meaning that the Shechina still recognized the Sheni L'malchus, even in the world of Lotov. And the Sheni L'malchus man recognized the Shechina even in the world of Lotov. Ati bat melech shenevda. You're the bat melech that got lost. V'shaloto. Ha'ichpat lekan, and he asked her, how did you get here? Now, I think he knew that. He definitely knew the story, but he still asked her, how did you get here? V'shiva, v'ashesha avi ha'melech nizok mipiv midibor. That the piv went out of my father's mouth. V'kan ha'makom hazeh, and anal, meaning, and I got thrown to the lotov. V'kan ha'makom hazeh, hu lotov. And this place, Hulotov, it's not good. Now it's a funny lashon, like she just says, and therefore I was put here. But it says v'kana makom hazeh hulotov, meaning that the Shechina recognizes. Sometimes when a person is put in a situation, like, you know, the movie Shawshank Redemption, if anybody knows it, you get so used to jail, you realize that you think that this is life, and to live outside of jail already. You know, like Bezer Hashem, in a year from now, I hope, but not, please God, you know, it's going to be so strange to see somebody with a mask in the street. You know, it's like now, it's like so strange to see people not with a mask in the street. You get used to the situation, but she didn't get used to the situation. The Shechina, even in Golos for 2,000 years, doesn't get used to the situation. She's very clear about V'kana Makom Hazeh, this Makom, Hu Lo Tov. After all this time being lost from the father, she knows it's Lo Tov. She knows exactly this place, even with all the beautiful things going on, and even though that she's the princess, and even though that everything's going around her, maybe that's what it means. that the Malka saw him, that she was already exalted to be the Malka. She was no longer the Bat Melech that got lost. She's the Malka. But yet the Malka, even in Olam Hazeh, doesn't forget who she really is. She knows she's the Bat Melech Shenevda, and she knows that her father threw her out, and she knows that the Makom Hazeh Lo Tov. We have to know our surroundings. You know, like the story with the wheat. I'm not going to go through the story now, but the wheat, that if you eat it, you go crazy. So the two people put a mark on their head, and they knew. So at least we know that we're not the crazy ones. HaMakom Hazeh Hu Lo Tov. I know that this Makom is Lo Tov. I'm in it, and I'm involved with it. I'm doing business. I'm in the shuk. I'm even enjoying from this world. I'm eating at good restaurants. But I know. Kan HaMakom Hazeh Hu Lo Tov. This is not the ultimate stop of where I have to be. I have something where greater to be. And now he told her, the Shading of the Malchus told her, that the Father, he's looking for you. The Rachmanus of Hashem is still looking for the Shechina. There's no forgetting the Shechina, that it's been so many years and the Shechina is so lost. No, doesn't forget. And then he asks her, how am I able to take you out from here? Eich ani yochol otziotach. And she answers, v'omer lo she'ief shalach alotzioti. No, he can't take me. Now before we go on, before when she says, how do you take me? It's interesting that all of a sudden he's asking, eich ani yochol otziotach. How could I take you? After all this, after getting into this, after years and years of searching, and finally getting to this castle, and the chayolos around it, and nobody stopped him, and he went from cheder to cheder, and he was in the place of the Suda, and nobody bothered him. Now he asks, how do I take you out? No, just take her out. You're there. Take her out. And Rav Arush points out that this was a chisaron in him, and this is the same kivyochol chisaron in Avraham Avinu when he says, b'me'eda, how will I know that my children will be yorish the land? And that's when Hashem says, well, you'll know, yadotedaki ger, that you're going to be a ger, and you're going to be a stranger in a land that's not yours. And that was the beginning of Galus Mitzrayim. That was the first proclamation, basically, of Galus Mitzrayim. Because you asked that question. Obviously, we don't understand the level of Avraham Avinu. But here, sometimes we ask too many questions. We have emunah. We see that things are going well. We see that we can break barriers. We see that everything's an achizas einayim. Everything's a dimyon in this world, and we can break that dimyon and go straight through. But yet we still ask the questions, well, how can we? And we balk at that last minute and says, Eich ani yachol otziotach. What do you mean? You came this far and you can't, just take her. Just take her. Sometimes we get so close, yet we say, okay, but how do we do this? But you're there already. Do it. But then he lost. And she said, you can't take me out now. Now that you asked, you can't take me out. You lost that emunah. But what do you have to do? Kim kishetiyeh bocher lamakom. You have to find yourself a makom. V'tiyeh yoshev shoshana echas. V'chol ha'shana titkaga acharei lehotzi oti. V'chol zman sheyelech haponu itiyeh rak mitkayim mevakesh mitzav lehotzi oti. So it's interesting that all of these are the three levels of makom, shana, nefesh. Bocher lecha makom. Find yourself a makom. What does a makom mean? A makom doesn't only just mean a physical place. The idea of makom kavua doesn't only mean a physical place. It means bochel chamakom, find your place, meaning your place to daven from, the place that you belong. Find your place, the place that you belong. It also means a physical makom. Rabbi Nachman talks about many times having a specific place for his bodidus, having a cheder avoda. Rabbi Nosson, when the goyim took over his house and the soldiers came into his house and they turned into like some kind of a factory. I forgot exactly what factory. He was just so happy and thankful to Hashem that even though that most of his house was taken over by Goyim, he was able to have this little mechitza in the kitchen that he made his cheder avoda. He was just so happy about it. Bocher l'chamakom, find a place. Again, the physical place and the existential place are together. When a person has that makom kavua, a person feels also to himself. If a person's not, a person's not connected to himself. So the first thing is makom. V'tiyeh yoshev shana achas. Wait there a year. Zman. It takes a long time. Great things take a long time. We have no patience anymore. We want everything just to happen. No, it takes time. V'chol hashana titkaga. You have to be mitkagea. And that's nefesh, ratzon. You have to have a ratzon. And again, this is also denigrated. This is also put down. Well, what's the point of having a ratzon? Either I get it or I don't get it. How will mitkageya reach my goal? So Rabbi Nachman, we know in many, many places, talking about that the ratzon is what brings us to our goal. It's the yishav adas, that ratzon, a very clarity of what I need in my life, where I have to go into my life. That clarity, the gaguin, the concentration to get what we need, that's how we reach our place, through the gaguin. So we're teaching here about makom, zman, and nefesh. And b'chol zman she'elecha p'nai, whenever you have time, meaning not only set aside, but also whatever you're doing, you're going to have a few minutes here and a few minutes there. You're going to be waiting for the bus. Spend that time for ga'aguim. Sometimes that's even more natural than working on and forcing yourself to do sporadus. Not that that's a bad thing either. But sometimes it's a beautiful thing, waiting for the bus and sitting there, like waiting and trying to find the shechina, trying to find whatever you need in your life when it's like, you know, between this and that. You should fast. You should fast on the last day of the year. Many people say that this is referring to Erev Rosh Hashanah, where the minhag is to fast the chatzos. And we know that Rabbi Nachman was very, very, very into Erev Rosh Hashanah. In fact, that he said it may be more of an inyan to be etzli for Erev Rosh Hashanah than Rosh Hashanah itself. Some people even have the practice to go to Uman for Erev Rosh Hashanah and then they come back. I know of late Rav Richard Meyer Morgenstern supposedly does that. I've seen him, he says for Shabbos, and then he'll go, and then he'll go back. But also throughout the ages, people had, even the minhag, just for Erev Rosh Hashanah, that's such a big day. And don't fall asleep. Don't lose the moment. Stay awake. Keep your eyes open. And he went and he listened to the etzos of the Shechina, and he listened to the etzos of the tzaddik to make a makom, to make zman, and to have nefesh, and to until the yom acharon, to hold on the last day of the year, to hold on to that until we renew ourselves. So we'll start with the next part of the story of what actually happens to him as he's trying to follow the etzos. We're going to see it doesn't go so smooth. But sometimes Shalom Keseder is the really Keseder.